Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about workarounds and crutches. And we also have another case story. So, stress, as we have already identified, is a major player in the cognitive decline story. Dietary and other lifestyle changes are challenging, and especially in people that have eaten a particular way for decades, may be met with resistance. Listen to some of these stories and ways to work around the resistance. So, Captain Bly's perhaps apocryphal quote illuminates a paradox, and that quote would be, "The flogging will continue until morale improves." So if you're optimizing treatment for Alzheimer's disease, it can be really challenging. Learning that, since stress is an important contributor to the pathophysiology of dementia, you must avoid stress. Well, that puts a fair amount of stress on you to avoid stress, doesn't it? So add to that the suggestion that you must give up some of the foods that you love, and the stress at the prospect of adopting the RECODE protocol only increases. Okay, so here we have Sam's story. He had been evaluated at two major medical centers for cognitive decline that included difficulty with memory and attention, and had worsened over the past 7 years. He had been told that he had probable Alzheimer's disease, and although no cerebral spinal fluid had been evaluated and no PET scan had been done, he turned out to be homozygous for APOE3, to have clear evidence of leaky gut, gluten sensitivity, leaky blood-brain barrier, and multiple autoantibodies, including against his own brain tissue. When it was explained to him, he said, "You mean I have to give up pizza?" So, well, yes, maybe not forever, but it certainly should not be a staple of your diet. Believe me, I know that this and other elements of the RECODE protocol can be difficult for some people, but remember, if you find that despite what may seem like your best efforts, the program isn't working for you, the most likely explanation is the obvious one. People try to skip parts of the protocol and leave out critical elements. Fortunately, in the years that Dr. Bredesen has worked with patients to help them adhere to the protocol, he's found crutches and workarounds for many of the elements they struggle with. And so we're going to start covering some of these over the next couple of episodes. So the first one, the complaint, "I don't want to give up ice cream." The solution, "Since it is best to avoid the inflammation triggering dairy and sugar in ice cream, try coconut milk ice cream, which is dairy-free and has a low glycemic index. And some coconut ice cream, if you have not tried it before, oh my gosh, it is delicious. So just when you're at the grocery store, look in the ice cream section and look for coconut ice cream. Coconut milk ice cream comes in a variety of flavors. Personally, I'm a chocolate fan, so I love the chocolate version of that. But, I mean, it is literally a no-brainer. So you get the same satisfaction of eating a frozen creamy treat, but it's actually good for you. And since I love chocolate, the next crutch is I'll be miserable if I give up chocolate. Well, there's no problem. Just try organic dark chocolate with a high cacao content over 70% and a low glycemic index. Just don't overdo it. A lot of Dr. Bredesen's patients tell him that a square or two after dinner does the trick, which is true. I've done this myself. You have one little square and just pace yourself and don't start shoveling it in, and your craving goes away pretty quickly. Some of the chocolate bars include additions such as coconut, mint, and nuts, which reduce the glycemic index. Similarly, if you really crave a treat like hot cocoa on a cold winter's night, try it, but only occasionally. What about if you have sugar cravings? This is particularly common with stress and in the early stages of your shift from a diet based on carbohydrates to one based on good fats. A good way to squelch sugar cravings is to take MCT oil, 1,000 milligrams, or even a teaspoon. You should avoid the standard artificial sweeteners, aspartame, which is sold in blue packets, of equal saccharin, which is sold in pink packets of Sweet and Low, and sucralose, which are the yellow packets of Splenda. Try stevia because it's an all-natural sweetener and it's a safer sweetener. And here's the thing with sweets. I personally am a sugar addict. I love sweets all day long. I would make a dozen chocolate chip cookies and eat the whole thing, no problem. But if you really are living to live longer, more cognizant, more aware of your surroundings, and want to be healthier and have more optimal cognitive function, you obviously need to make different choices. And I agree 100%. It is difficult at first. Anything different is a challenge, but you have to make the effort. Just make the effort. And if you do focus on the coconut ice cream, focus on stevia instead of other sweeteners, it's going to make a huge difference. You just have to make the effort. And when you do that, and as long as you have those ingredients available or those items available for you to snack on, you really are not going to notice a huge difference. You don't have to have the processed foods, the candy, the regular dairy, the sugar in the ice cream, things like that. You really don't have to have that. All you do is make educated, intelligent decisions. Make sure that you have all good options available in your freezer, refrigerator, and pantry, and don't have any of the bad options. That's one of the biggest things, because I've also started researching the ketogenic diet, and it is very meat-based. There's a lot of meat involved with that, and Dr. Bredesen is not a huge fan of meat, as I've mentioned several times before. You want 2 to 3 ounces of meat. You want to consider meat more of a side dish than an entree. And you want to make sure it's healthy. You want to make sure if it's fish, it's not farmed fish. You want wild fish. And it's a fatty fish, one of the smash fish, which is sardines, mackerel, anchovies. Salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. Those are the 4 fish that you want to focus on. Make sure, like I said, they're all wild, not farmed. And it's amazing because sardines, a lot of people, I mean, growing up out in Arkansas, I remember we used to go out fishing and stuff, and my dad would have sardines packed in mustard sauce and all these different things. And I just thought it was, as a kid, I thought it was the most disgusting looking thing ever. But now that I've shifted to that and started eating sardines, it literally, when you make the conscious effort to try to eat things that are better for your brain, I don't know if it's the placebo effect or if it's actually true, but when you eat a tin of sardines, you literally, after the fact, I mean, don't get weirded out because you can see their eyes and their heads and stuff like that, or if it's without the heads, that's even better. But after you eat them, you literally feel clearer-minded, like you literally feel better. And so you need to understand that eating healthier things is the reason you're doing it, is so that you feel healthier and feel better. And making the conscious effort and following through with that, I mean, it's so simple. It's just a little bit of extra effort. You have to be more, it's more of an awareness of what you're buying and what you're keeping in your fridge and freezer. The stevia is super, super sweet. So you can get packets of stevia as well. You just have to look for it. And it's in the same section as all the artificial sweeteners. You just have to look for stevia. And it's a subconscious kind of thing where you promise yourself you're going to eat better. You promise yourself that you're going to do things that are going to help you get your cognitive function back. And then you reinforce that by making just that little bit of extra effort at the grocery store, and you find the things that you need. And as you eat the things that are better for you and consume the things that you need for your brain function, your brain, it's weird to say this, but your brain literally thanks you for it. and it will lock on to that feeling that you have, and you're just going to be like, holy mackerel, I'm really following through and am committed and I'm going to feel better and I'm doing all the right things, making all the right choices to feel better. And that just is a great reinforcement cycle that you'll get into, where you start to really believe that when you say you're going to do something, you literally do it. And I mean, I know we talked about exercise in the summary last time. We talked about how you need to exercise 30 minutes a day. And personally, for me at the office, we're adjusting. I mean, I average about 50 to 75 people a day that I adjust. And that in itself is a physical activity. I'm breaking a sweat every day. And it's hard for me during the week to go to the gym to do any extra exercise, but it's not really necessary. If you're doing a physical job, if you're doing like construction or any other kind of manual labor, when you break a sweat, then you're getting that physical activity, which is good. If you're not, if you're sitting in a cubicle all day, I've done that in the past too. If you're sitting in front of a computer all day, there's two things you really need to take seriously. You need to get out there and take your vitamin D3, because you've got to make sure you're getting enough of that, because you're staying in a cubicle inside all day long. You need to get out in the sun whenever you have a chance. On the weekends, you need to be out in the sun. I try to be in the sun on the weekends at least an hour at a time, trying to soak up as much sun as I can. It really improves your mood, improves your circulation. I've done a lot of research on natural vision correction, and the sun is a big part of that as well. Because when you do sunning, you're looking up at the sun and doing a variety of different exercises. And it's the heat from the sun increases circulation to the eyes that helps heal them and make them work better. And that is just, if you think back to when we were kids, that's what you used to do. You used to get outside and play. And you were out in the sun and just didn't think about it. And you're out at the pool when you were a kid. And you're just out doing all the things when you're a kid. And then as we get older, we start feeling all the responsibilities, and we have jobs, and we have to, you know, do this, and we have to, you know, put food on the table and all that stuff, which is good. But at the same time, we need to realize we have to balance everything. So get out in the sun more, take your vitamin D3. That's really important. Exercise. If you're not doing any kind of a manual labor type of job, get out. And even if it's just take your dogs for a walk, 30 minutes. In the evening after you get back from work, or take them before work and go out for a walk. If you don't have any pets, then just personally go out and walk for 30 minutes just to get your heart rate elevated so that you're getting that good aerobic exercise. You can incorporate some anaerobic weight training exercises, or just some work in the swimming pool. That's also really good. So these are really simple things that you can do, and it's just being aware of what you need to do and then following through and doing it. That is so, so important. And I'm really excited, because there's a lot of great things going. We do have the web class still that you can register for that starts September 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can register at bit.ly/brainbuilders, and you can also stay up to date on everything that's going on. If you go to my, I have a new app for you, you can download for your phone. You go on the Safari browser if you have an iPhone, and if not, you just go to www.drdewittapp, that's drdewittapp.com. And you can get access through that, and then save that shortcut on the desktop of your phone or your tablet or iPad. And it'll give you access to all the latest things that are going on. There's a forum in there that's just for people that have the app, that we can share information about all the cognitive challenges that we're facing and how to face those. The Brain Builders class, the podcast that we have here, you have access to that. And any of the other webinars and classes that I actually have out there. I also have some supplements out there as well that you can access through that. So I encourage you to download those. And we're going to continue next time talking about more workarounds and shortcuts to make this as easy as possible. God bless.